Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 9 of the Bob Bloom Show, Lambda PHP runtimes internally yours. Today is Tuesday, November 1st, 2022. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP published on the first of the month. I do not know if other languages use the term internals in their descriptive lexicon, but PHP sure does. There is something called PHP internals. PHP.net says in its history page that the first incarnation of PHP in 1994 was a simple set of CGI binaries written in C. More functionality was desired, and PHP's founder Rasmus Lerdorf rewrote his binaries into a much larger and richer implementation. From the very start, and to my knowledge, PHP has always been programmed in C. The way I see it, pun intended, the word internals refers to the C language. There is an excellent PHP internals book online at phpinternalsbook.com. Its introduction says this book is about how PHP works internally. This book is primarily targeted at developers who have experience in the C programming language. However, wherever possible, we will attempt to distill the information and summarize it so that developers who don't know C will still be able to understand the content. However, let us insist, you won't be able to achieve something productive, stable, crash-free under any platform, performant and useful if you don't know the C language. Well, hey, there's a motivator. Well, there you are, and there it is, the C language. Enjoying PHP for 2 decades is my primary language of choice. I had no interest in PHP internals because I have no interest in C. The only reason I even sniffed at PHP internals is because I overcame my disgust at AWS forcing me to look at it in order to cook up something they call a runtime. AWS decided that it would not support PHP out of the box for Lambda. However, Lambda can run non-supported languages by way of a runtime. Either you cook up your own language runtime, or you use someone else's language runtime. But AWS does not maintain first-party Lambda runtimes for languages they do not support, and they do not support PHP. I went into this a lot last month. I was none too happy that in order to use an Amazon service for which I pay for, I was supposed to go through an exercise specific to that service just to use it. I was infuriated that AWS was, as I saw it, outsourcing its expenses to PHP devs. So I was not exactly jumping to do PHP runtimes. I was not exactly patient reading AWS blog posts, but how to cook up a PHP runtime. Hey, but the hard fact remains, it's either a third-party PHP runtime, or me cooking up my own, or not using Lambda. And I'm using Lambda. I think Lambda and serverless in general, and I rather dislike that term, is profound. So much so that I have chosen PHP serverless as a career shift. And having concluded that if one is going to use Lambda deeply, well, one should cook up their own PHP runtimes, which means having to compile PHP to use in the runtime. Well, you can see I'm going to get into internals. Now, sure, you can grab a compiled PHP ready to go, and I did. But, you know, if I'm in it this far, I'm going to take a look at compiling PHP from source. My thinking is that I can cook up an individual customized PHP runtime for each of my PHP Lambda functions. Now, I don't know at this point if excluding modules or doing whatever is going to save me money on Lambda, but it might. And that's motivation enough. So, all led me to do the unthinkable, to conjure up my own compiled PHP. And as the internals book warned, I was not able to achieve anything stable. All I achieved in those dozens of times trying to cook it up was a mess. But I was going to see this thing through. The first thing to do for a do-it-yourself PHP runtime is PHP itself. And the fact that I do not know C, have no interest in C, have no interest in compiling C, doesn't matter. What was a big help is PHP maintaining a GitHub repository for its source. Thank you. At github.com/php/php-src. You should take a look at that. I want to make a special mention of the fantastic series Sammy K. Powers did a few years ago at www.sammyk.me/compiling/php/from/source/writings/test for PHP source. If you just put a dash instead of space, it's compiling PHP from source writing test for PHP source. Anyways, just go to Sammy K. Powers, look it up. And there's videos and there's a blog post series. What a help this series of articles and videos was and is. Despite the PHP internals book introduction, I did end up achieving a working PHP binary. I now have 3 general bash scripts in development, not ready for prime time, for each main step of the process. Step 1, compiling PHP from source. Step 2, creating and uploading the runtime package. Step 3, creating and uploading a vendor folder if Composer is required to run the runtime. I'm not repeating that. I am going to end up with many versions of step 1, likely step 2, of these bash scripts. I thought that I would be happy to be dragged through the build process after the fact because, you know, it's going to make me a better PHP dev. But really, to be honest, sitting here on the other side, I really could have done without the hassle. And I think making me a better PHP dev is sort of a marginal thing. But I could sure spin up an EC2 instance now and build myself some PHP. And I'm very happy that I did have a chance, an excuse to go through the GitHub repo. But on the other hand, I know it's making me a better PHP Lambda developer, and hey, that's the point. Now, the one exception is that I'm now learning about CLI, CGI, FPM, and I didn't give a shit before about these things, because these PHP types, you know, they come with the servers. I'm very spoiled. I don't have to know how they work or whatever. But now, because of Lambda, I am educating myself. Not only what they are, but how they relate to Lambda. I'm taking it step by step because I am confused. I want to understand it, and I want to convey my understanding to the PHP community. The type of PHP impacts the Lambda bootstrap file. The bootstrap file is a key file in the runtime package. And this will be a key topic in materials that I produce as part of my PHP serverless podcast. I may talk about it in this podcast too. But right now, I think I've just begun to scratch the surface. I'm going to take my time, go step by step, really learn this thing. I never thought that cooking up my own PHP runtime would lead me into PHP internals, but it has. I never gave it any thought that PHP had to be developed using another language because, well, I've been taking PHP as a compiled, ready-to-go language for granted for 2 decades. But it's interesting to see how the PHP source code is in C, kind of. It's interesting to see the modules in source form, mostly, and how these modules can be included or excluded from the build. It's interesting to see the build process in action, you know, the first time. It's interesting to see the tests run. But aside from being interesting, I've asked myself, exactly how am I supposed to include this build process and the PHP runtime cooking process into its own development environment? You know, when PHP releases a new fix, how do I get that PHP runtime process, you know, in a new branch of PHP source? How do I get that, you know, onto Lambda? Never have I concerned myself with PHP builds or server processes as part of PHP development, but Lambda's, you know, you got to think about these things. And I assume with other existing and potential serverless platforms that this sort of runtime thingamajig is going to be part of the development process. Thank you for listening to the 9th episode of my Bob Bloom Show, Lambda PHP Runtimes, Internally Yours. My next podcast episode is scheduled for December 1st. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.